This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today with Ken Blanchard. He has had experience packing heat for a living, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, Ken. He's written a book called Black Man with a Gun Reloaded. So, yes, there was a prior edition, but reloading is always fun for many people, and I think, Ken, you must have had some fun reloading the book. Let me just start by saying one of the many things I liked in the book was this statement that the ultimate test of a government is whether it will allow its citizens to be armed. That is the only way you can truly tell if you are free. And I immediately thought of you as a black man having a family in 4, 5, 6 generations ago that weren't free. And that statement has particular meaning in that context. And you have a lot to say about why blacks to this day, many of them, are not real eager, put it mildly, to have themselves or others walking around with a gun. And I thought your explanation was excellent. Why don't we start with that?
You got it, Doctor. I'm just like anybody else, with the exception of I'm probably a veteran serving my country, had a chance to be educated by a whole bunch of really professional people. And I learned really quickly that the stuff that my grandmother taught me was right, and I didn't know that her limited education was light years ahead of the people that I'm around now. And I started talking about that more and more and became who I am basically by default. Nobody else was speaking truth to power. Nobody else was telling it like it was. And I'm still not the most bombastic guy in the world. I'm still pretty low-key. I'm pretty quiet on some things. But truth is truth, and you can't shut that up.
Well, yeah, you sure don't sound like you're quiet when you have a book, Black Man with a Gun. Not too quiet at all. And I am really grateful that you've got so many good things in there. I hadn't ever thought of it, and I'm really glad that you offered this explanation, that there was about 400 years of pressure within the black community on themselves to stay in place, to not have a gun, because there was a time when that could have resulted in instant capital punishment to be found black and armed. And I think you chose the right term to describe it, the Stockholm Syndrome. Folks who actually have been so oppressed become the most ardent defenders of their oppressor.
Yeah. When you have been systematically oppressed, and you know that if you carry even a musket ball, you get caught with even a pit bull in your house, any means of self-defense that any citizen can pull you out and summarily have you whipped or killed, that will do a little bit to your mind. And over years, as our families moved out of the South into the cities, they brought that same mentality with them. And nobody even knew why we were so anti-gun, so anti-freedom, but we had lost it long ago. And we just thought, I don't want to get in any trouble. That was like a mantra. You want to be a good guy, stay out of trouble. And trouble had to do with being a firearms owner.
You know, the mind is so important when we start to look at why people do certain things. I think your description of the background of the black community having, if you will, the leftovers of slavery embedded in too many minds. John Adams had said, he was our third president, had said that long before, some 10 years before at least, the first shot was fired in the American War for Independence, it began in the minds of Americans. And so where we start and what our thinking is so critical to whether we do the right things or the wrong things.
When I started the book, Back in 1999, I was working as a janitor at a Baptist church, and everybody was like really happy that this, you know, self-made guy was here working in the evenings at the church, and he was writing a book. And everybody was happy about it until they found out what I was writing about. And they're like, what are you writing this book about? And I said, it's called Black Man with a Gun. And they were like,
You know what buggy eyes look like, man.
I'm the same dude.
Yeah. Have we lost Ken?
Nope, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm sorry. I heard it click a little bit, and I thought maybe you'd gone away. I'm sorry. Something that I hadn't really known anything about is that black hunters, perhaps even to this day, do so on private land that's been in their family's hands for a long time. So they don't go to a park where there might be a shooting area or where hunting might be permitted in some publicly owned land, but they would tend to do it this way, and I thought that was fascinating.
We have a self-segregation kind of thing going on in our culture, so that you have family members who know that Uncle Bob and Uncle Thomas always hunted. That was okay for them. And then after you moved into the city, then you're supposed to leave that country stuff behind. So the traditions of Uncle Thomas and Uncle Bob stayed in the South on family property. And only if you wanted to learn from your uncles that this thing was passed on. Otherwise, it stayed pretty much a secret. Until something happened in the city, and they were like, call Uncle Thomas. Maybe he can come up here and help us because he has guns.
Yeah. Sometimes we have our best ideas way after the fact.
Yeah.
Gun control has not even all that many blacks that I found are aware are almost inseparably related to racism. I remember I was campaigning with Ken Blackwell, and I can tell this story on him because he wrote about it after the fact. I went out to Ohio to campaign for him. He was running for Secretary of State, and I was surprised that this extremely well-versed, well-informed, well-studied black man had no idea. He had not even heard of Deacons for Defense. And I thought, wow. And he thought about it, too, because he wrote about it subsequently in a column that he had at the time. But that really was quite a lesson for me, that the cultural curtain is so impenetrable that something like that could happen.
Yeah, because you have a family. We go back to his family. They wanted to insulate him from being perceived as a bad Negro and make sure that he gets the best education, the best of everything. And they didn't tell him about his own history. And they will continually put you on that track until you are so far gone that you don't know that every racist roots of gun control, all the black codes, all the stuff that started before, that gun control was birthed in keeping hands away from guns that were black. And you have no clue that the very first gun control laws in this country in the 1600s started between wanting to keep sure that the African, the Chinese, and the Native American never touched a firearm.
And there were times when the law stipulated that if we ever find out who gave that black man a gun or sold him that gun, well, he's in trouble too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just lose your whole right for a citizen.
So that's a pretty stifling environment to learn about guns in, that they're bad, we don't touch them, we get in trouble when we touch them. You tell a story that needs to be told more often. I think this would have been in the 60s maybe. A Detroit physician moved into a white area of town. And when we get back, we can pick up with the story of Dr. Ossian's Suite, because it really tells us where we were not all that long ago. I'm going to be back and talk some more with Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun, and ER1.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
I'm talking with Ken Blanchard. He's the author of Black Man with a Gun. He's also an ordained Baptist minister, and that seems to trouble some people, Ken. You learned about that rather vividly, it seems. Why don't you explain the problem that some of our Christian brothers had when they found out you were such a nice guy until they found out?
I don't.
That's great.
For some reason, you cannot be a member of the clergy and believe in the right to keep and bear arms, and I had to straighten out quite a few people. Even if you look at Robin Hood, the fictional story, there was a guy who was part of the clergy that was with the Robin Hood's crew. And I always tell people that I'm the Friar Tuck of this group. And I'm the one with the higher moral value, and I keep everybody in line. I remind them to love each other. And just in case you forget, I'm also packing.
Yes, indeedy. Also packing. Well, Dr. Ossian Sweet, he probably packed, but we know about him because of a long gun that he had at home. And things got a little nasty when he moved into this white neighborhood some 60, 70 years ago, probably 60 years ago, I guess. Explain what we're talking about, please.
There was a time. There's a movie that's pretty close to it, minus a few things. The Raisin in the Sun is a pretty good story. But Dr. Ossian Sweet is a little bit a twist on that same story, where you had somebody who was affluent, who had a chance to move out of where he was and move his family into an all-white neighborhood. He was a doctor. And there was no problem until they found out that he was a person of color. And then a mob decided to try to get him to move. And he decided to defend his home that he had just purchased. And he actually got some relatives and some folks to come by with their rifles, the people from the country, and to make sure that nobody in his house got hurt. There was rocks and bottles thrown, and a mob started outside, and they actually arrested Dr. Sweet and his relatives for inciting a riot from inside their house.
You just got to love the way the law can be applied.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's not that long ago. It's less than 100 years ago. You would think this stuff happened centuries and centuries ago, but we are still fighting for freedom even today in the hearts and minds of people.
I can assure you it's not that long ago. It's within my lifetime. So it's definitely within the lifetime of many Americans, and who knows if there haven't been subsequent episodes even after Dr. Sweet, although his was kind of infamous because in the act of self-defense, things got a little messy.
As they always do with people.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was one less thug in that menacing mob at the end of that day. And isn't it amazing when they heard the report of that gun, if I recall correctly, they disappeared in lickety-split time.
Yeah, minds were changed.
There was an English wit a few hundred years ago that commented that there's nothing to clarify one's thinking like one's pending execution. And that mob certainly had their thinking clarified. So, in your government service, Pack and Heat, you indicated that you had even been denied promotions, or at least they had been put off for a while, and that things weren't always peaches and cream because people had trouble getting used to a black man with a gun in government service.
Yeah, I had an excellent career of protecting other people. My job was to protect families in hospital environments. I would actually go to some of the countries that are against the Americas and protect.
Probably some of the countries, Ken, that the president would have described as S-holes.
Yeah. I was the guy that was making sure that the job still kept going. And when I got home and I decided to start this, my advocacy just for the rights of regular people, I wasn't trying to do anything earth-shattering, but the job didn't like its spot. And they said to make sure I didn't tell anybody where I got my training from. They kind of hemmed me up to be as successful as I could have been. So I was working as an advocate for the last 20 years. Whenever you saw my name, or I was working for some law, or I did a quick brief thing on television, at the same time, I was terrified that I was going to lose my job. And they made it pretty tough on me. They would say, well, you're not going to be here much longer anyway because you're doing so well. We saw your name in Guns and Ammo Mag, and so I won't promote you. So it was like a dual thing that was happening. As I was working, it had nothing to do with the government. I was working for the advocacy of the regular man, and woman of right to keep and bear arms in my country. And man, I was a pariah in the U.S. government.
So, not that long ago, you were looked at first as a black man and not as a colleague who had excellent training in some skills that most Americans probably happily never get to develop. And it's just an amazing thing that there's our view of working with a fellow professional. Maybe it's not that much of a problem now, but until recently, it could be a real problem, as it was for you.
Yeah, it was. The good news is there are probably about 20 new advocates all over social media that are doing great because of social media and Google and all that good stuff. Facebook, folks are really getting the word out now that didn't exist prior to when I did it. But it was tough back then.
Well, that's certainly a very positive aspect of the Internet. We can think of some of the not positive aspects.
Yeah, lots of that.
I thought it was interesting that as kind of as an exclamation point after your description of how blacks were still suffering under the conditioning that originated in slavery, that blacks don't have guns. That's a bad thing. Bad things will happen to blacks if they're found to have a gun. That here you are, you're working at this church. At some point you become ordained, and I guess it was the publicity that you would get from time to time that people started to realize, I bet that dude's packing. That didn't go down so well.
Yeah, one of the best faux-pas I ever did was I posed in a Washington Times article with my 1911 in one hand and my 1611 King James Bible in the other.
And, I love it. I love it.
Not like that.
You were the original bitter clinger.
Yes, I was.
And so the folks, now they might not have been subscribing to the Washington Times, which allegedly is a conservative newspaper. I don't think it is, and I don't subscribe to it. But there you were with this stereotype-shattering picture of a guy with a gun and a Bible. That is priceless. We ought to have some T-shirts made up on that. Talking with Ken Blanchard. He's the author of Black Man with a Gun, Reloaded. Make sure you get that edition. It's the new one. And we're going to be back and talk some more with Ken.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Ken Blanchard. He is the author of Black Man with a Gun Reloaded. And I was just thinking during the break, Ken, that it's not just black churches where some people have a problem with folks carrying guns. I don't want to pin it down too close, but let's just say I'm aware of a conservative church that one of the leaders told me that he wasn't real sure that he agreed with some of my views on the right to keep and bear arms and that people should be able to be carrying concealed, even though he had to acknowledge that in that very church, perhaps half of the guys there were carrying concealed. And it just struck me that even in that environment, white and conservative, and theologically, right down the line, I had to send him a copy of the piece that we've got on our website called What Does the Bible Say About Gun Control? Because it says a lot about armed self-defense. It doesn't use the word gun. And I admit I had been had by a well-known televangelist in the past. Maybe, oh, I didn't realize that guns were in the, mentioned in the Bible. And if I had been really smart, I would have said, I'm always too smart, half late or something. Half late, too smart, I guess is the way the Pennsylvania Dutch put it. But I could have asked him, well, I don't think the word Trinity is used in Scripture, and yet all the Orthodox Christians I know are Trinitarian. So anyway, we can have this battle in surprise to me, surprising places. And that's just below the surface of an American society which has some fairly conservative aspects to it, must have, or we wouldn't have elected Donald Trump. And yet, here we have people that really have a problem with people having guns. I don't think his problem would be quite as obvious as the liberal who typically, all too often, really doesn't believe in self-defense because he thinks it'll make matters worse. And I'll bet you've encountered a bunch of those folks along the way.
One too many, actually. What's really, really upsetting is when somebody tells you that I don't want to have a gun in my house because I don't know what I'll do with it. And I go, do you have any knives in your house? I was like, get out now, because you're not sleeping with anything.
And they probably would be strong enough to wield a frying pan.
Yeah. that same person has been saying the same crazy thing for so long they believe it. And sometimes you have to, like, let them talk it out and then tell them, but if your child was in danger, if there was somebody coming in right now to hurt your mother, what would you do? And then all of a sudden you get this Rambo talk that you're thinking, but who is this person talking to me now? You're no longer talking from the sound bites and the talking heads that you listen to on television. You're talking real stuff, and that's where I want you to stay. Real stuff. This is not about politics and what Oprah says. This is what you and I are doing on protecting our families. We are responsible for what God has given us. We're stewards of what we have. And then it changes the whole dynamic. They have to, like, think about it.
I think that's an extremely important point, that we're stewards of what God has given us, starting with our very lives. And so for us to have a cavalier attitude that, well, I am going to be holier than thou, and I am not going to dirty my hands carrying a gun or some other weapon that might be used in self-defense. I'll just be a holy pacifist. And, of course, there are probably plenty of holy dead pacifists because of that. And I really think it's flaunting God's will. I don't think he has ever, and you go through Scripture, there's never a trace that, oh, look at that. You know, if a guy has no choice but to be a martyr, then, hey, I'm extremely proud that Christianity has people that when they couldn't flee and they couldn't attack, they would suffer martyrdom rather than renounce Jesus Christ. But that's when there's no other way. Until then, we should discourage them from thinking they can do those kinds of things with guns.
See, there are people for everything. And God did not disarm the centurion that he spoke to when he was met in his whole place. Right. He didn't disarm them. The Old Testament was full of people who build a wall with a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. If you have a skill, God does not neglect that. So say everybody is going to be a good person. That's fine. But don't tread on me for being the one who will protect you.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that it's okay to call for a guy with a gun, and they're apparently quite prepared to wait for 5 minutes, assuming they can make the call when they're being assaulted. But they themselves shouldn't have that gun. I don't know what I would do if I had the gun. I couldn't trust myself. Maybe they better look in the mirror a little bit longer and then go look at some of these scriptures a little bit longer, because they're certainly not... The only thing that pacifists, and I think you make this point in the book, can point to in Scripture is that we ought to love others the way we love ourselves, and, you know, most of us aren't thinking about suicide, so therefore we don't think about killing others. But that's not really on point, because those are general principles, and we have some specific guidelines about using armed weapons in self-defense in the Scripture. And it's not just in the Old Testament. We find it throughout the Bible.
Yeah.
And I think these folks are just hoping that we're not going to confront them with what the Bible actually says.
Yeah, no. Don't confront me with facts. It can go both ways. You have a person who might be a learner in one area. He might be a theological genius, but he is not well-versed in the Second Amendment or the just guns in general. So
I think you came up with something in your book. I mean, this may be what you actually said, but it's close. Criminals don't want to be part of society. there's a couple of shrinks. One of them, his name is Samino, who had been psychiatrist at the St. Elizabeth's Hospital for the Criminally Insane in the District of Columbia. And they concluded after having, and I think it kind of changed their mind, but their from what they'd been taught, but their experience with criminals was they don't think the way other people think. And I think you put it about as well as anybody. Criminals don't want to be part of society. They want to kill you, steal from you, rape you. They want to take advantage of you. They don't think the way others do.
Okay.
So,
all our laws are for the law-abiding. It doesn't apply to anybody else.
And, of course, that's exactly where we come down with gun control. You can't do this with a gun. You can't do that with a gun. Well, you know, every gun-free school zone that's been penetrated by a mass murderer, about 90-some percent of the time, used a gun. Although there was a particularly heinous case where a guy used a bomb back in the 30s. But this is just something that seems so irreducible. And I don't know. They just don't want to continue the discussion when you ask them, well, what are you going to do in the 5 minutes that optimally it's going to take for the police to get to you during your emergency? Because typically criminals don't wait until there's a cop outside your front door before they begin the assault.
Yeah. You can do a lot of damage in 5 minutes. You can rob a whole house, strip a whole car. There's some irrefutable damage done to people after they're raped for more than a few minutes, not less five. And we want to blame this gun, this mechanical device that's not politically correct, that can't sue you. It's horrible.
It is. It's a refusal to deal with the evil that's in man's heart, and certainly not under any control in the case of criminals. But then that's also politically incorrect to talk about that. We'd rather talk about Mama didn't change his diaper right. I'm going to be back and talk some more with Ken Blanchard, Black Man.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Ken Blanchard, he's former federal law enforcement. He is the author of Black Man with a Gun. He's also a pastor in a black church in Washington, D.C. And I guess you almost lost your license to preach at one point when folks found out you were such a bad guy with a gun. It was just so stereotype shattering that there was actually talk among parishioners who had up until that point thought you were a wonderful guy. They'd hired you as their pastor. And now they find out you've got this dark other life.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing in the world. I had to teach the difference between thou shalt not murder and that this gun does not mean I am a murderer. This is just a tool of the profession in which I chose to protect other people. Some people are really good plumbers and mechanics. I'm a good protecting of people, so that's just where my dual thing comes from.
And as you point out in the book, part of the confusion among Christians particularly is that the commandment is not best translated, don't kill. It's best translated, don't murder. There's a huge difference there.
It totally is. As a soldier, you have to destroy the enemy. When you kill somebody, it can be intentional or unintentional. When you murder, it's a whole different thought in the crime realm.
I think that's so important a distinction, and I'm awfully glad that you brought that out. Because hopefully the book's being purchased by a lot of Christians, and hopefully this is going to straighten out some of those everybody knows kinds of mistakes that we can so easily fall into. Let's see, I had something else here. The basic theme, and one of the basic themes in the book, which I think is so important, it's all about really what the Second Amendment is all about, is that those in power do not want to see an armed peasant. Man, you can explain a lot of history with that thought in mind. Why did this happen? Well, because the elite was trying to keep the non-elite from being armed so that the non-elite wouldn't have to listen to the stupidity of the elite.
It's been that way since the beginning of time. After gunpowder was invented, it was about who can keep the gunpowder. When we just had steel, it was who can have steel. Peasants only can have wooden tools and wooden weapons. What makes America great is that we have the right to keep and bear arms. And it's unlike any other nation. And folks, today, it angers me to no end when I say somebody, hear somebody say, we should repeal the Second Amendment. I'm saying, fool, if you do that, you will lose every other right you have.
Yeah, we could probably become fairly quickly, if we did repeal the Second Amendment, and there were some effective way to enforce that, which is a big if, we could become pretty much, maybe it wouldn't be too extreme to compare that America to Pol Pot's Cambodia, because the anger that I see in some of our liberals here in America is such that they really want to wipe out people who don't agree with them.
That's the two different conversations you have whenever you're talking to somebody who is not a gun person, and they say how much they want to destroy and to kill and to take out the gun people, and a gun person never talks that way. It is so bizarre to hear the evilness and the vileness and the vitriol that comes from the liberals about law-abiding gun people that we would never say. We're the responsible ones that have to bite our tongue because we know this is the right we have to defend all the time.
It sure is. It is the emblem of what your view of government is. If you don't like guns, you're tacitly saying, I like big government. Because obviously we're going to need more police if everybody else besides the police doesn't have a gun. And when you think that through, you have to conclude, I think we call that and have for a long time, we call that a police state.
Yeah. Yeah. So, who wants martial law as the standard in America?
Yeah, that's another way to put it. Absolutely. And we've had martial law. Ask the Japanese how that worked out. And if you don't mind, I would point out that it was done by a Democrat president. But, you know, just locking up people based on their race. There ought to be some accounting for this. And frankly, I don't see that there's ever been any accountability for some of the things that have been done by people of that party. The Democrats were the party of slavery, the party of the Klan, party of Japanese internment camps. They have a lot of explaining to do, and yet they've managed to put themselves, at least in the media, now I'm repeating myself, but they've managed to put themselves on offense against people defending traditional American views of government and of gun ownership and why we have guns as a way to hopefully keep the government from going off the rails, hopefully without even having to use them. The government will realize that after a point that I guess we're not going to be able to get away with that.
They've done it through successful manipulation of images. They'll have it so that the person that you think is your enemy, and it's not the case at all. They're using old fears to do it. They'll put it behind the color, like a white guy and a black guy can't be friends, that he must be a Republican, and you have to be a Democrat because your mother was. And you don't even know that you were a Republican, too, before John F. Kennedy came into power. It was a change in our country, and folks really don't know their history. And they're being used through imagery all the time to vote, to think, to be corrected in their culture, and it's like nuts.
If folks realize who are such hardened Democrats, especially among the black community, the utter contempt Lyndon Johnson had for them in particular when he was pushing the Great Society, maybe that would get them to think a little bit, but of course they're not going to hear about that on the evening news.
No. The fact that most black people today are Democrats only changed in the last 50-some years. It has not always been that way. And the word conservative, we've messed that thing all up, or we think you have to be, I don't know, an old white guy to be a conservative. Our grandparents were conservatives.
they were Republicans since the time of Lincoln, since there were Republicans.
Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King's dad was a Republican.
And evidently Martin Luther King was, at least for a while. And by the way, toted a, I think it was a 38, because he knew that trouble seemed to follow him everywhere, and there were people that would want to kill him. And by the way, he was right.
This is a Christian martyr there.
Yes, it is. Yes, because he was explicitly defending a scriptural point of view when he was calling for desegregation and a very constitutional view, getting the government back in the box in which it belongs.
Using Gandhi's method to shame, Gandhi shamed the British, so he was going to shame the establishment here. And if his death had to do it, he was going to let it go. And that's exactly what happened.
It had a tremendous impact, and it was the moral integrity of the guy that I think enabled all of that to take place and made him so attractive to people of all colors in the United States.
Yeah, but we don't know our history. We glaze over that part and don't know that the struggle is real.
Well, it certainly is an interesting time that we're in, and I'm just hoping that now that we've got a president who, however well or poorly he articulates things, he's making it clear that when you pursue policies of limited government, even while being called Hitler, Hitler was not a limited government man. I think hopefully everybody listening to this show realizes that, that he's really done a lot to restore a proper American view of society and government.
The pendulum has a long way to swing back, and the fact that he's jumping right in there and making it stop is causing the train to derail. That's why everybody's going crazy right now, because we went from 300 degrees to straight. So we're heading backwards now.
Well, we'll see if we can't help keep it going. I sure appreciate what you've done to get us going back on the right direction. Ken Blanchard, black man with a gun. Keep it reloaded, brother. Really appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Thank you so much, man, for having me on the show.
All right.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.